Hey friends, this is Kannan Tandy and we have reached to the last episode of the series 1, and today I'm going to read this article called as How to Become Better at Body Language. So with all these articles that I have been reading, you might have got a fair share of knowledge on how to read and decode body language. When we talk about body language, there are many things to pay attention to. But now today, what I'm going to cover is how to become better at it. This article is written by Ronald E. Riggio. And before we start, let me just tell you a little bit about Ronald. Ronald is a PhD and is the Henry R. Kravis Professor of Leadership and Organizational Psychology and former director of the Kravis Leadership Institute at Claremont McKenna College. He has written he is author of over 100 books, chapters and research articles in the areas of leadership, assessment centers, organizational psychology and social psychology. So let's read it, what he has mentioned in this article. How to become better at body language, an advanced guide to nonverbal communication. Do you want to improve your ability to read others' body language and become more skilled at communicating nonverbally? There are a few keys. First, body language is not a language. In other words, there is no dictionary of nonverbal communication. In general, the meaning of a particular nonverbal cue, such as a certain gesture, eye movement, or voice tone, can depend on the context, the individuals involved, and their relationship. Don't automatically think that a particular cue means a certain thing. For example, just because someone has their arms crossed, it may not be immediately interpreted as the person being closed off to you. They could be physically cold, it could be a personal style, it may have nothing at all to do with you. Consider a variety of factors and don't jump to quick conclusions. Consider to observe and study subsequent cues. Coming out of the article, I have read few books where it is given that when a person is scratching their cheek, or when the person is rubbing their nose, or when a person is rubbing their back of their neck, that is implying that they're lying. So no one signal can tell you that a person is lying. If you are studying or more interested in deception detection, there is this step called as baselining. You need to baseline a person's non-verbals before you can read the cues, right? When we talk about baselining, you need to have a lot of things to note down. For example, their blinking rate, their facial expressions, their hand gestures, their sitting postures, their leg movements, their body pointing. And that is only the body language side of it. Then you have to also take consideration of their voice, the tonality, the tempo, the cadence. You know, all these things are there. So there is no one sign which will ever tell you that this means that, right? For example, one thing that you can take this way is the feet pointing. Or if the person's feet is towards you, the person is interested in talking to you. That is something by far I have noticed, that one thing which can give you certain cue. Like you need to identify or decode something, you look at the person's feet and you can immediately understand where the person's interest is. If it is on you or not, right? Okay, going into the article again. Point number two, it takes work. Both the accurate sending and receiving of nonverbal messages are difficult skills to learn, but they can be learned and developed. It takes hard work and lots of practice. I know of one successful public speaker who said that he studied effective gesturing to accompany his speech for over a year, videotaping himself and getting feedback. Coming out of the article, when you are talking about reading or talking about understanding your own nonverbals, the best way is to record yourself giving an extempore or something, right? If you are just speaking, how are you speaking? How are the expressions? How are the hand gestures you're using? The best way is identifying yourself by recording yourself, right? So when you are recording yourself, most of the people become camera conscious, right? So record yourself and check how are you looking, how are you appearing. And this is also one of the things that I teach when I train my students or my clients, that use proper use of presentation box is really important. Some people do not know when to use the hand gestures or how to use the hand gestures. How should be the proxemics? Proxemics is the space that we use, right? Or how to use the touch? Should you use palm up gestures or palm down gestures? So when you record yourself, you get to know where exactly are you coming from. Okay, going into the article again. Third point, feedback is critical. You cannot become a better nonverbal communicator without receiving feedback, both about your accuracy in interpreting the body language messages sent by others and in evaluating the impact that your nonverbal cues are having on others. As my public speaker friend suggests, video is a good tool, as well as asking friends or relatives for help out. Four point, nonverbal skills are correlated. What this means is that if you work on your ability to send nonverbal messages accurately, you will tend to get better at reading others' body language cues. Again, practical helps improve skills in nonverbal communication. Fifth, detecting deception is almost impossible. There is a generally held belief that there are definite cues to tell when someone is lying. For example, that a liar looks nervous or can't look you in the eye, but it is nearly impossible to detect lies accurately simply through reading the body language. Why? First, liars try to avoid the typical stereotypic cues. For example, in our research, we found out that the liars engaged in more eye contact than the truth tellers. They were kind of overcompensating. Second, people may give off different sorts of cues when they are aroused. So some may be poor liars, others, however, are nearly undetectable. Third, there is what is called a demeanor bias, where some individuals, simply because of their nonverbal style, tend to look more honest or more deceptive, and this throws off accuracy. A better strategy to detect lying involves focusing on the verbal cues, judging the veracity or the plausibility of someone's story. Now, these are the things that you need to focus on when you think about reading or decoding body language. When you talk about these things, you also need to pay attention about how do you read other people's body language. Is it correct that you're decoding them, or is it not correct? So in that way, what you can do is you can use your friends, your relatives, anybody's help in identifying two truths and one lie, right? So continuous practice is needed. What else can you do to become better at nonverbal communication? Take an acting class. That's what Ronald says. Actors tend to be quite skilled at sending nonverbal messages. Join Toastmasters. Learning public speaking through Toastmasters or a similar organization has you work on both verbal and nonverbal skill, and two skills complement each other. Read about research on body language or nonverbal communication. Research tells us what sorts of strategies work and which do not. That brings us to the end of this article. And I know it was a very short article, but I wanted to share this. Prequel to the new the next series that we are going to launch soon. The next season will be more about reading and decoding body language. But before we go there, one thing for all of you to understand, that practice is very important, right? And one thing which will keep on coming as a roadblock will be me theory. What is me theory? That means if I would be in that place, I would not do that. So you need to keep your biases totally out of the context. When you use your bias, the decoding will not be successful at all. So first, you need to practice a lot. Second, you need to meet a lot of people. Third, you need to observe a lot of people. 4, you need to pay more attention to all the non-verbal cues, and then probably you can identify some of the cues. So next season or series will be more of the decoding things, or what are the things that you need to look out for to identify or read more about body language. So that's all for this episode. Thank you so much and have a nice day ahead.